I grew up in a restaurant family. My father's been in the restaurant business pretty much his entire adult life. And I can remember him telling me when I was young, never get into the restaurant business. You'll never see your family. And, in middle school, I started bussing tables at the Helmand. And aside from a brief period in college when I was a line cook at Bill Bateman's, I've stayed in the family restaurant, in the family business my whole life. And I loved it. I love the energy of a restaurant. I love the camaraderie you have with the people you work with. I love the I love talking to guests. I love them, you know, I love that interaction with guests. I love the energy. I love the social aspect of it. It's brought me a love of food. It's brought me a love of wine that's really become one of my life's biggest passions. But, you know, along with all of that, the restaurant business has this crazy schedule. You know, you're sometimes in at 1 or 2 in the afternoon and you're not done till 2 or 3 in the morning. Weekends, forget about it, you know. You better be a good friend if I'm going to your wedding on a weekend, you know. I got married on a Tuesday. And so this kind of schedule, it's with that kind of grueling schedule, it goes quick. Days turn into weeks, weeks turn into months, months turn into years. And then it gets to a point where, you know, I now have a family. And my daughter was born about 1.5 years ago. And other than the 2 weeks or so after she was born, I kind of jumped right back into that grueling schedule. That's until March 16th, whenever the governor closed restaurants for indoor dining. And then I had all this time. And I was with my family the whole time. I was there when my daughter woke up in the morning. I was there whenever she went to bed at night. And it was time I never would have had before. So there was that aspect to it. But it also, like, at the same time, I'm also having this kind of anxiety about what's going to happen to our family business. But at the same time, thinking, what the heck were we doing, like, working like that? Like, I'm getting to enjoy this. This time, and is this all really worth it, keeping up that schedule? And I just kind of got a little bit maybe disillusioned with the restaurant business a little bit. And then whenever we were allowed to open for carryout, we did that. But carryout, there's no energy in carryout, you know. There's no interaction. There's no personal interactions with carryout. There's no camaraderie with the people you work with in carryout, and it kind of just like made me go deeper into that hole of man. What are we doing here? And then it came to a point where we realized that one of our restaurants, Pen and Quill, wasn't going to make it through this pandemic, and we decided it was best to just close it. And it wasn't emotional for me at all. At that point, it was, you know, it was a business decision. This is what we have to do. And it, you know, when you're closing a restaurant, it's a whole lot of work. There's lots of cleaning, lots of getting rid of perishables, figuring out where you're taking all this stuff, selling off some equipment. And then it came time for me to pack up the wine cellar there. And 800 to 1,000 bottles, and I did it mostly by myself. And as I'm sitting there, like, packing up these bottles, I knew what I was going to do with some of them. I can use some of these at this restaurant. Oh, I can use some of these at this place. Oh, these big-name Italian wines, somebody will buy those. I know somebody will buy those. Oh, these French Burgundies, somebody will buy those. But then I got to these other wines, these kind of, like, weird, esoteric, you know, a mixed case of orange wines from Italy, two cases of American Gamay, a grape from Beaujolais that's got a checkered past here in the States, a Pinot Noir from Slovenia, all wines that I had a whole bunch of passion for, But I just didn't know how could I, nobody's going to buy these. And then it dawned on me, like, that's the part that I've been missing through this whole thing, is this, for me to feel passionate and excited about something, and then passing that on to both the staff and guests that come through that door to make them equally passionate about it, and let them enjoy it, and kind of just kind of share that excitement with you, with me. I don't know. I think I really miss the human interaction, and I really can't wait till we get back to somewhat normal.